Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, it's with great simcha we begin Meseches Nedarim in the Daf Yomi, Daf Beis in Meseches Nedarim. Just a couple introductory points about our Mesechta. It would be appropriate for one, if they can, read over the beginning of Parshas Matos, where we have the Pasuk Ishki Yidarnadar Lashem, O Yishav Ashua Lesser Yisrael Nafshoi, Lo Yachel Dvaroi, Kichola Yodsei Mipiv Yaseh. The second Pasuk in Parshas Matos says that one is obligated to keep their nedarim and their shavuos. The Ran, who is going to be our Ikar Mefarish in our Masechta, we're going to read a few lines from the Ran about the difference between a neder and a shavuah. Of course, we have Maseches Nedarim, which is colloquially called vows, and shavuos, which is called oaths, and we'll explain in a moment the difference between them. As mentioned, the dynamic of our daf is a little bit different. Most believe that the quote-unquote Rashi on Nedarim is not the Pirush Rashi. We will refer to him as the Mefarish. The Ran is an amazing Pirush on Nedarim, where he serves both as a Rashi and in the style of the Bali Tosas, and we also have the Tosos as well. Because the Ran is more verbose than Rashi, the Amudim are, if you will, shorter. In other words, there's less Gemara on each page, which affords us the time to be able to do the Gemara a little bit more slowly. Let's Be'ezer Hashem see the Ran's introduction to Nedarim. Says the Ran, first line, Neder hu be'echad mishnei inyanim. There are two different types of neder. Im nidre ha-kodesh hu magdish lebedek habayis ol mizbeach. Person could take a vow where he consecrates something to the usage of the Beis HaMikdash. We had, for example, in the end of Ksubis, that the use of Bedek HaBayis, those things that are needed for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, or for that matter, for the usage on Mizbeach. U'b'inyin zein yochel ha-hagdish ela mashu shalo. A requisite is that in order to consecrate, it needs to belong to you. V'isuroi kol al kol adam. And once a person makes a neder that he's going to give to Bedek HaBayis from his Beach, then all people are prohibited to it. Oh, a second type of neder is Nidre Yisur Shasal Atzmai Dvarim HaMutarim. Then he makes things which are permissible on Asar upon himself. Ubin Yizeh Yachala Asar Afilu Nichseh Chaver Olav. Ve'enu Surei Shava L'kol. In such a case, he could even make someone else's object Asar to himself as well. And our Masechta is not dealing with Nidre Hegdish, that we will discuss in Me'ila and in other places. And when we use the expression Cherim, our Mishnah begins, Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim, V'charamim Kicharamim, leaving aside what Kinuy means, but a Cherim here means that just like one can make bedek habayis aser, in other words, he could create bedek habayis. Ha'im shum shalashim cherim kishem shu kol cherim bedek habayis, kachu kolol nidre iser. It includes nidre iser as well. How does one make a nidre iser? Says the Ran, there are three ways one can make a nidre iser. V'nidre iser ein be'echo mishol shadrachim. Ikur ha-neder, number one is ikur neder, a regular neder. V'kinuye and kinuyav, as we're about to explain and see in our Mishnah. V'yados. Ikur neder hu shiomer davar ze asur alai. If he says that this object is asur on himself, that is ikur neder. The Ran that adds three lines into the wide, skipping a little bit in the Ran, and the same would apply to hatfasa as well. Hilkach, says the Ran at the end of the second line, Hecha shehitfis v'amar, harei kikar ze alai kikarbon. Hatpasa means, he says that he's toe-faced, that this object is like a carbon. Chayol nidarev ikar neder uzeh. That's in ikar neder. V'kinuyavu shebemakum carbon, instead of saying that it's going to be harei alai kikarbon, a kinuy is, yomer konem, konech, kones, v'kol shamer ken areu iser, ki ilu amar carbon. It's like, best word that I could use is a nickname for a carbon, and then it would be chal as well. So that's the second category of kinuyim. The third category he had mentioned was yados. Skipping all the way down, the Ran says about three lines up from Dibur Maschil v'Charamim, v'yados nedarim hu, shemaschil b'miktzas diburei shel neder. He begins his speech with a neder. El she'enu goymer oisai. He doesn't complete it. V'osa miktzas hadibur havikilu noder kol hashlemus hadavar hadibur. And we consider once you start as if he said the whole thing, in what manner? Ka'adama oches kli b'beis yado shelo. Like a person who's holding on to the handle of a utensil. So that is the three different types of nedarim, a ikar neder, kinui, and a yad. And now we're ready for the opening lines in our Mishnah. Zok de eilige Mishnah called kinui nedarim kinedarim. If a person uses a kinui, explains the Ran back up where he discussed kinuyim, that where a person says, use the lashon of kones, konech, kones, konem, konech, kones. For a neder, that's considered as if he made the neder itself. V'charamim kicharamim, says the Ran, going back into next Dibur Maschil, klaimer sho'aymer nechasim elu alav, cherek, cherek, cherek. That's a lashon of cherem. Harei Elu kilu amr nechasim elu alav cherem. It's as if he says that's a cherem, and it's asertim like kodshim is asertim. Vishvuas kishvuas, and a kinui of a shvua works as a shvua. You don't have to make a shvua. Let's stop over here and make two very important points in regards to shvuas. We know that there is two separate categories of nedarim and shvuas. Gemara on Amud Beis is going to allude to the distinction. The Ran is going to spell out more. We'll see it there. That the difference between Shavuos and Nedarim is that, like we said, a neder is when a person makes the object aser to him. Like the Ran had said, when it comes to Nidrei Iser, she'aser al atzmoi dvarim amutarim. He says, nichasai aser alai. That's what this guy said. Shavuos is different. Shavuos is a vow. And as a vow, he doesn't make the object usher to him, but rather he makes himself usher to the object. Here, the famous terms, gavra and chefza, are generally appropriate. A neder is when he makes the chefza usher to him. A shvua is when he makes himself, the gavra, usher to the object. That's point number one. And of course, we're going to elaborate a lot on the difference between shavua and neder. Number two is that the Ran and Dibur Maschil Shavuos Kishavuos makes an important diuk, which sends the Rishonim into a special flurry, and that is, if we say that Shavuos is Kishavuos, that Kinuye Shavuos are Kishavuos, that means, then it would seem that a Shavua doesn't require the Shem Hashem, because not every Kinui of a Shavua has the Shem Hashem. For example, the Ran says Vishvus Kishavus on the second line. In other words, one line down from Shavus Kishavus. Kima Jamar Shvua O Shvusa. She Kinuyishla Ochel Kikar Zef. He says about this Kikar Shvusa. So then in such a case, then the Neder is Chal. Even though he didn't say the Shem Hashem. Which then the Ran asks a famous Kasha that the Rishonim ask, and that is that the Gemara in Shvus on Daf Lamed Heyam Ebeis says Shvus HaEdos requires the Shem Hashem. So why is it that when it comes to a kinui of Shavua, that it would be Chal even without the Shem Hashem? And he gives the answer, Rabbeinu Tam, which states, Rabbeinu Tam said that maybe Shavua Sa'edus requires the Shem Hashem because it's initiated by somebody else. Shavua Sa'edus is that Bezdin calls in witnesses and says, testify. They say, we don't know anything. They say, swear that you don't know anything. That's called a Shavua Sa'edus. So there, where it's Mushpal Piachem, then the Mishnah in Shavuos Lamed Heyam Ebeis says that the Shavua needs a Shem Hashem. But Mushpa B'Piatzmo does not need Shem Hashem. To which the Ran comments to Rabbeinu Tam, my father may be well. When I was young, he said he always loved the Ran for his expressions like this one, v'tamahani alav pekodosh eich omar dover zeh. And the Ran says, I wonder how a holy mouth of Rabbeinu Tam could say such a thing. The Ran points out, there seems to be cases where even shvua al yidei achemrim does not require the Shem Hashem. And therefore, the Ran on our Amud, eight lines from the bottom, suggests that Shavuos HaEdus is a Gzera Shava that we learn from Sota that requires Shem Hashem, but all other Shavuos does not require Shem Hashem. He then concludes with an interesting shita of the Ravid that says that a shvua that does not have a Shem Hashem would not be subject to the punishment of Malkus. Either way, we have the concept of Kinui Shvuas, and the Rishonim use that as a springboard to show that Shvuas might not need the Shem Hashem to be considered a Shvua D'Oraisa. So we have Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim, V'Charam Kecharam, V'Shvuas Kishvuas, V'Naziros Kinaziros. If he doesn't say that he's becoming a Nazir, but he uses an expression, a colloquial expression, says around three lines from the bottom, Hareini Niziach Piziach, that was an expression that was used for Nedarim as well, it would be Chav. Ha'oimer L'Chaveiroi, the Mishnah now adds, if a person says to his friend, the Ran tells us right away that the Gemara is going to understand that this is an example of the third category of Nedarim. We said there's Ikar Nadar, there's Kinui, now we have Yodos. Ham lechaver modarni mimcha, mefurshani mimcha, meruchukani mimcha, shani ochel lecha, shani tom lecha, aser. That even though he didn't conclude, says the Ran two lines from the bottom, that I will not have hanah from you like a carbon, or he didn't say the Isser Befer, she just said, Mudarni Mimcha, Meruchukani Mimcha, I will distance myself from you. So, what does that mean? So the answer is that generally, the way people use it is, like a neder, ki karben, or ki Isser. So then in such a case, we finish off his sentence, and it works. Shani Ochalecha, Shani Tom Lecha, then he's going to be Aser. Menuda Ani Lecha. What happens if he says, that I put myself in Cherem, vis-a-vis you, so then in such a case, it's not clear, it's not the same type of yados. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva ha-yechoychech bazeh l'achmer. Rabbi Akiva lent the side to Chumra, even though he wasn't positive that this was the correct shita. We'll see more in Dav Zayin about this expression of Rabbi Akiva. Let's turn the page, Bezer Hashem to Amud Bez Kol Kinu Yinadarim Kinadarim. Maish nagabi nazir de loktani lulukula, umaish nagabi nadarim diktani lukula. Why is it that when it comes to nadarim, we have our whole masechta starting out with this special mission of kol kinui nadarim kinadarim? Yet, when it comes to maseches nazir, that even though a kinui of a nazir works, you don't have that whole exhaustive list. Umaish nagabi nadarim diktani lukula. Explains the Gemara, Mishum the neder shvua ksiv gabi adadi, because neder shvua is put together. Remember, we read the second pasuk in Parshas Matos. Let's read it again in our Akdama. We read it. One should always start with the psukim. Ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem, oy yishava shvua lesser yisor al nafsho. So the Torah puts together, even though they're different, the neder and the shvua, as we're about to see in the Gemara. Nevertheless, the Torah Akdesha puts it together. Since the Torah Akdesha puts it together, so then in such a case, our Mishnah puts it together. Sahani tartin, v'kim in the tani tartin. Once we learn two, and we're not just going to learn kinuye nedarim, even though our masechta is not about shvus, but our masechta is about nedarim. Tani lekulu, that's why we learn all cases. Continues the Gemara v'lisni kinuye shvuas pasu nedarim. If there is this deep relationship based on the pasuk between nedarim and shvus, so then why does our Mishnah say kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim v'charamim kecharamim, and then v'shvus kishvus? We should put the two together, shvus and neder together. Answer the Gemara: I did the tani neder the mitzar cheftza aleha. Since we mention neder, where the chefetz becomes aser to the individual, tani nami charamim de misar cheftza aleha. There is something deeply in common between a cherem. Cherem is generally called cherem, as the Torah Akdosha describes, for kachim, that in both instances, a neder and a cherem is when he makes the object, in, let's say, the case of Cherem, where he consecrates the object, neder as well is he's making the object ascertain as if it was consecrated, and that is the deep connection between nedarim and charamim. Lafuke shvua dekaser nafshe minachefza. Analyze the Gemara pasuk in kinuyin kol kinuyin nedarim mefarish yodois. So it's very striking. Our perek's name is kol kinuya, and that's how our mesechta begins. Yet our Mishnah, three lines in, already started talking about yados. Why did the Mishnah go immediately to yados? Pasach pinuim kol kinuim darim farish yados am lechaveir mo darim imcha. That's question number one. Why do we do it that way? Vesu yados inshi airibon? And another question. And also, did we forget about yados? I ran the two together. My old Gemara, I had it punctuated incorrectly. Every once in a while, you have to correct your punctuation. Vesu yados inshi? That's the question. Did the Tana forget yados? In other words, the Tana taught us about kinuyim, and he didn't spell anything out about yados. He said, kol kinuyei midarim kinedarim. And the yad is also considered a neder. But he never says, kol yados kinedarim. So did he forget about it? Inshi here means to forget. Vesu yados inshi? Answers the Gemara, Iri behind. He was talking about it. In other words, he mentioned the din yados. V'chisurei mechsera, and there was something that was missing in the teaching of our Mishnah. V'achiktani, this is how the Rishon should read. Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim v'yados nedarim kinedarim. That's how the Mishnah should read. And then we spell out the yados, to which then the Gemara asks the basic, obvious follow-up question. V'lifrosh kinuyin bereisha. Let him spell out kinuyin first. Answers the Gemara, who the selik minei, who mefarish bereisha. Whatever he left off with last, that's which you explain first. Kedisnan, as we learn in Shabbos, b'me madlikim v'moy madlikim, e madlikim loy b'shemen, etc. In b'me madlikim, we say you can light with certain things, you can't light with other things, and immediately we start talking about what you can't. So over here, there are three things that we discuss. There's Iker Neder, which is implicit in the Pasuk. Then we have the Mishnah, Kol Kinuyei Nedarim. Then the Chisur Matzor taught us that we also have something else that was missing that says, Yados Nedarim Kinedarim. And then we pick up the last thing, which is the case of Yados, to which we have the line in our Mishnah, Ha'amer L'chaveroi Mudarni Mimcha. Similarly, that's the way other Mishnayos work, as well as Mishach HaShabbos, B'me Toimnim, B'me Ein Toimnim, Ein Toimnim. What you can insulate with and what you can't insulate with, and the Mishnah immediately goes to what you can't. Period. Analyzes the Gemara. Wait a second, you're saying you pick up and analyze in the Mishnah the last thing that was discussed? I'll find you Mishnahs that go in the other direction. V'atnan, we learn in Bava Basra that Perek that deals with Yerusha, Yesh Neichlin U'manchilin. There are some people who collect inheritance and give off inheritance. Neichlin V'lomichlin. Some people collect and don't give inheritance. Ve'elu Neichlin U'manchilin. And what's the example of people who take inheritance and give? So what do you see over there? See, in that Mishnah, they first went to the first case. Yesh Neichlin U'manchilin. Similarly, we have in Yuvamis, Yesh mutaris lebalein vasuris liyemem, mutaris liyemem vasuris lebalein, velu mutaros lebalein vasuros liyemem. So again, there are people who are mutar lebalein, yet usher to the yavam, and we first go to elu mutaris lebalein vasuris liyemem. Another example, in Menachas, in regards to those karbanos, yesh to unos shemen ulevona, shemen velo levona, velu tunos shemen velo levona. Some carbon minchas have both oil and frankincense, and some have oil and not frankincense. And the Mishnah lists first the ones that have both oil and frankincense. Yesh tunas hagoshev ein tunas tnufa, some karbonos that you're supposed to bring to the corner of the mizbeach and are not waved, and some have tnufa velo hagoshev ein tunas hagosha, and that is the example that's given first. Similarly, in Bechoris, Yesh Bechor L'Nachla V'Ein Bechor L'Koin, Bechor L'Koin, V'Ein Bechor L'Nachla, V'Ezeu Bechor L'Nachla V'Ein Bechor L'Koin. Again, going back to the first instance. Answers the Gemara, technical answer. Halim Mishum De'Av Shilei Mefarish, Ahu De'Pasich Bereisha. When the halachos are very large, Rashi says that we have in Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah the davening is Avshe Brachos, very large. We also have in Hilchos Shabbos Avshe Milsa, which there means a lot of noise. So then, Ahu DePasuk Bereisha. Then, in such a case, you explain that which was mentioned first. However, if it's a short list, so then in such a case, you'll immediately pick up with the one you had left off with. So therefore, when it comes to Yados Nedarim, that's a small list. Kinuyei Nedarim, those are a small list, and therefore what we do is we first pick up with the yados. However, if there's a large list, so then in such a case, then we go back to the original case that was mentioned. Mefarshim explained, because if we would start with the end, then people would totally forget what was the first category. In contrast to a short list, so then in such a case, people would be less likely to forget what we had started with. Okay, this Be'ezer Hashem was today's first daf. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to throw ourselves in to many more details in the halachas of Nedarim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Be'ez. I am taking a look and seeing that it's been a very short amount of time that we've been learning together. So you know what? Let's push into, especially because the topic continues onto daf Gimel. So let's continue on. So asks the Gemara, wait a second, that's the reason that we have Yados right away, because there isn't a long list that precedes it in the Mishnah. There it's a short list. It's not a long list. In other words, there are only two categories. What animals are allowed to go out and what animals are not allowed to go out. So there you're not likely to forget what the original category is. The law of Shi Uktani Yotze Gomel, and yet there it still goes back to the first category. Ela Lavdafka. You have to say it, the Mishnayos are Lavdafka. Zibn Mfarish had the Pasuk Beresha, Zibn Ahud Salak Mfarish Beresha. There wasn't any consistent rule that the Tana had given. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Beis in Maseches Nedarim.